And we are going to have a wonderful celebration of Christ's birth today. First of all, if I can ask you to all stand and sing the first hymn, come and join the celebration. If you remember, two or three weeks ago, Musa played a video clip of a family celebrating Jesus' birthday. But what happened? They forgot to invite Jesus. And he did turn up, but they still forgot about him. They didn't have any presents for him. They blew out his candles on his cake, and he felt really left out. And then he wandered off out into the kitchen. And then I think it was a little girl that approached him and gave him the gift that he wanted. She gave him her love. So I think we should, excuse me, I think we should just, before we start all the groups, let's just have a prayer of welcome. Now, each time I say, we say together, if you could all say, welcome Jesus, and really say it, really welcome Jesus into this church and into your lives, especially this Christmas week. Son of God, at the start of our worship today, we say together, welcome Jesus. Son of God, as we remember today that you came to earth to live among people like us, we say together, welcome Jesus. Son of God, as we celebrate with our family and friends this week, help us not to leave you out, but to say together, welcome Jesus. Son of God, we pray for those who are lonely or sad, that they will know that you care for them too, and that they will be able to say with us together, welcome Jesus. Amen. And on that same note, we're now going to sing Jesus Be the Center. If you'd all like to stand. Thank you. Seated, everyone. And if we could now welcome our primary group who are going to present their nativity to us.
Mary loved God, and one day God sent an angel messenger to her. He said, "You are going to have a baby. He will be my son. You must call him Jesus." Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem. It was a long journey. There Mary had her baby, and they laid him in a manger.
Shepherds in the field were surprised to see angels in the sky. They told them that God's son had been born to be the savior. They sang praise to God. The shepherds went to go see went to see Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. They praised God.
Wise men from the east saw a star in the night sky. It was a sign of a new king. They followed the star for a long time. It led them to Jesus. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts were a sign of Jesus being the Savior of the world.
Thank you to our primary group with a wonderful nativity presentation there. Now, if you'd all like to stand, we are going to sing "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw."
See him lying on a bed of straw. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory to name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Our servants in the sky. Shepherds lifting up the flame.
please be seated, everyone. And now if our junior Sunday school group would come up.
We are reporters for the Major Events newspaper, and we are trying to find out about the story of Jesus' birth and what preceded it through the eyes of some of the characters in the story.
I see some people standing over here. Let's start with you. What's your name?
My name's Zachariah, and I belong to the priestly order of Abijah. This is my wife, Elizabeth.
Nice to meet you both. What are your roles in the story?
You see, we had no children, and we were both very old. One day, I was doing my work as a priest in the temple, whilst I was burning the incense on the altar. An angel of the Lord appeared to me. I was alarmed and felt afraid, but the angel told me I was not to be afraid. He also told me that God has heard my prayers, and Elizabeth will bear a son, and I was to name him John.
He also told Zechariah that he will be a great man in the Lord's sight. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many people of Israel to their Lord, their God.
Wow, that was a wonderful message, but it must have sounded unbelievable.
That's what I thought, but I was wrong to disbelieve God's messenger. That's why I couldn't speak until the promise came true.
What happened next? Did God fulfill his promise?
Yes, as always, I became pregnant and could not leave this house for 5 months. Now at least the Lord has helped me.
Elizabeth gave birth to a son, and we both wanted to name him John, not Zachariah after me. And then I could speak again. My heart was bursting with joy, and I started praising the Lord.
The news about these events spread through Judea, and everyone was wondering what our son was going to be. It was clear that the Lord's power was upon him.
I'm getting slightly confused here. Is John the awaited Messiah, promised to come save people?
Oh no, my son John is called the prophet of the Most High. He will prepare the way for someone who is much greater. Ask Mary over there. For her, it started with an angel too.
Hello, that's me.
Mary.
Mary, where did the angel appear to you?
It was in Galilee in a town named Nazareth. He told me that the Lord was with me and greatly blessed me. I was deeply troubled by his message and wondered what it meant. But the angel told me not to be afraid, as God had been gracious to me. He said, I'll become pregnant and give birth to a son and name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High.
Were you married?
No, I wasn't by then. I was promised to a man named Joseph. That's why I asked the angel, how can this be? He announced that the Holy Spirit will come on me and the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. And also he told me that Elizabeth was my relative, was expecting a baby after all these years. There is nothing that God cannot do.
I did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so I made a plan to break the engagement privately. Whilst I was thinking this in my dream, an angel appeared to me and said, Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She would have a son and I was to name him Jesus, because he would save all the people from their sins.
Truly amazing. I see the pieces of the story coming together. So we have Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary and Joseph. But who are you, and how do you fit into the story?
We are the shepherds who saw baby Jesus.
In Nazareth, where Mary lived?
No, in Bethlehem.
How come?
I had to travel to Bethlehem in Galilee to register the Caesar Augustus has ordered. I traveled from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem of Judea, the birthplace of David, because I am a descendant of David. Of course, Mary went to.
Whilst we were there, the baby was born. I wrapped him in stripes of cloth and laid him in the manger. There was no room for us to stay in the inn.
That's how we found him, and that's what the angel had told us. We'll find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. We were taking care of our sheep at night time. When the angel appeared, we were terribly afraid. But he assured us that he was there with good news, which will bring joy to all people. He told us that David's town, our Savior, was born, Christ the Lord. The glory of the Lord shone over us, and a great army of heaven's angel appeared, singing praises of God.
And so you quickly went?
Yes, we did. We hurried off to Bethlehem and found baby Jesus with Mary and Joseph, just as the angel said. Then we went back, singing praises to God for all we have heard and seen.
That is also astonishing. Let's compare the notes we've made. What would the headline for our newspaper be?
I wrote, "The one who prepares the way is born to Zechariah and Elizabeth."
Or should we say, "An elderly couple is blessed with a prophet baby."
And there was another miracle. What about great glory and a baby wrapped in strips of cloth?
Or a awaited Messiah was born to Mary and Joseph.
Nothing impossible for God?
Or look up the angels, but do not be afraid. They seem to bring good news. I'm not sure. Can you help me? What else would you like to add?
I just want to say, let us praise the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to the help of his people and has set them free. And he has also provided us for us a mighty Savior.
My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because God my Savior, for he has remembered me.
We could also sum the story in our rap.
We would love to hear that. But would you mind us taking a photo with all of you in our newspaper?
Why not?
What? Go.
Everybody ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Mary and Joseph are about to be wed, but now I'm pregnant, Mary said. An angel gave God's message to me. I'm gonna be mother to a special baby. What a truly amazing event. When God's own Son from heaven was sent to be a baby to live on earth, there could have been trouble before his birth. For Joseph wondered if he should go leave Mary while he could. But as he was thinking what to do, he fell asleep, and just guess who appeared in his dream, just like that, wanting to stay and have a chat. It was an angel with clear voice. Stay with Mary, that's God's choice. So Joseph one he had to say, Mary, Mary, I'll not go away. So stay he did as the baby grew. And when it was born, Joseph also knew to call him Jesus, because that name means Savior. This is why he came as a baby to tell the That God is with us, Emmanuel.
Hope you enjoyed our rap. Would you like to join us? Let us all stand up. Two, three, go.
Mary and Joseph were about to be wed, but now one pregnant Mary said, an angel gave God's message to me, I'm gonna be a mother to a special baby. What a truly amazing event when God's own son from heaven was sent to be a baby to live on earth. There could have been trouble before his birth, for Joseph wondered if he should go and marry while he could. But as he was thinking what to do, he fell asleep and just guess who appeared in the dream, just like that, wanting to stay and have a chat. It was an angel with clear voice, stay with Mary, that's God's choice. So Joseph knew he had to stay, marry Mary and not go away. So stay he did as the baby grew. And when it was born, Joseph also knew to call him Jesus, because that name means Savior. This is why he came as a baby to the world to tell that God is with us, Emmanuel. That God is with us, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Well, I thought they were going to take over from me there. Wasn't that wonderful? Recently, the juniors group have been looking at Zechariah's song and Mary's song, so that was why they decided that they wanted to do their own praise, and they came up with that rap, so it was really wonderful. And they sprung it on me as well, about us all joining in and singing it, because I didn't know that was going to happen. Right, so now if you'd all like to stand, we're going to sing From the Squalor of a Borrowed Table. Stable, sorry.
And the shame of scandal came the Savior of the human race. The skies were filled with the praise of heaven. Shepherds listen as the angels tell of the gift of God come down to man at the dawning. Servant in the Father's hand, filled with power and the Holy Spirit. Yes, he walked among a broken man. Yes, he walked my road and he felt my pain. Joys and sorrows that I know so well, in his righteous step.
you all be seated? Now, if Faye could come up with do the notices, thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My first notice, a reminder, the main hall is having electrical work done at the moment. So there is electrical equipment lying around. It's been pushed to the sides and everything, but when you go out after the service, parents, please be aware of where your children are, because there are glass tubes and we wouldn't have any accidents happening. Thank you. And also in the main hall after the service, it's the last day for you to purchase candles and baubles and soaps that have come from India with Brian and Ruth. And tomorrow at 4:30 at the Fairlock Hope, the Manor House will be carol singing. All is welcome to go along and join if you wish to. Also, can I remind you of the carols by candlelight service tonight at 6:30? All are welcome. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. And this announcement was made already last Sunday, but it would be a repetition for some of us, and some who could not make last week, you can know about it. Vision 2020. We are going to have a Vision 2020, and mainly we are going to start with a prayer and Bible reading. And this prayer and Bible reading is, you are going to pray from wherever you are, from your home, from your office, or when you are traveling. But we are going to pray together for one reason, one purpose. You will be given a daily connect, this kind of small booklet. You can keep it in your bag or coat pocket, wherever you like. And this has Monday to Saturday, Sunday, prayer. So every day, there will be a theme on it. Monday, for example, it will be on work. You can pray for your work. You can pray for your work colleagues and ask God to be with you during your work. And even at your home, you can pray for your work that you are doing at home. And Tuesday, it will be mission. And Wednesday, it is for church. Something like that for 7 days, a 7 theme. And this 7 days prayer, it will be a common one for 365 days. You will be doing that. People, those who are really busy and maybe thinking how to start and what to do that. And on that day prayer, you can see like it starts with the praises and then it will go down with the Bible reading. And the Bible reading as well, we are going to read the whole Bible in the whole year 2020. And when you go to the Bible reading, there will be a link. And if you click the link, it will go to that day's Bible reading. For example, February 25th, it might go to Exodus chapter 6 in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, it may be Mark or Luke. So those tables, it will be given as a hard copy as well. So people, those who are not doing are not connected with the electronic versions these days, you can take this and you can use it. And people, those who are well-versed in electronic, like iPad, iPhone, WhatsApp, whatever it is, you all know that. So if you use that, a link will be sent to your email address. So in that link, if you click it, it will go to this daily connect prayer. And through the prayer, If you click again the Bible reading, it will go to that day's Bible. So all links are provided. Where it will take to? It will take to Ashes website. So in that website also, these two will be uploaded. So in that, what is the plan about? We are going to read the Bible. We are going to pray to God for one particular cause. as the ashes, as a family, as a together plan. Let us take this as a challenge for 2020, because prayer and Bible reading need to be the two basic fundamentals of our Christian life. And from that, it will spring into any other missional or evangelical activities. So this will be kept on the 25th, Christmas Day. So you can take it with you. And we will be start together doing this plan from the 1st of January. And the link will be sent to your email address before the end of this week. So let us take this as a challenge and read the Bible together. Thank you.
I was handed a card the other day. As most of you know, and I think it was mentioned earlier, we have a box and we make collections for Operation Valentine. Operation Valentine is run by a couple from St. Francis Church, and they take care of the homeless during the winter months in Ilford, and they give them soup and bread and certain items of clothing. So I'll read this out to you. Thank you so much for the soup, hats, gloves and socks for Operation Valentine, the homeless in Ilford. It is so cold at the moment, and I know that these gifts will be much appreciated and make all the difference. God bless you all. Love, Carolyn, Andy, and all the team for Operation Valentine. They're very appreciative of that. Thank you. You'll notice that we have something over here. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, this is called a posada. It's actually a Mexican tradition, and this posada starts its journey from the manor house, which is the Christian center in Barkingside. It goes around various different shops and churches during the month of December. It's nearing the end of its journey. Faye told you about carol singing at the Fairlop tomorrow, and that is almost the end of its journey. Basically, it signifies Mary and Joseph's journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because it would have taken them quite a while to get there. So that's why we have that here, just to remind everyone of that journey, and also to include the community in that. Okay, if we could now take up the offering. Oh, just one more thing. When you came in today, you should have been handed a gift tag. If you haven't been handed a gift tag, put your hand up and one of the stewards will bring you one. Now, that is for you to write on, because we give one another gifts. God has given us a gift. But maybe we can give a gift back to God, or our thanks and our praise for what he's given us. And there'll be an opportunity towards the end of the service for you to come up and for you to hang it on the tree here. Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we have already heard, there are those that have so much less than we do. They're homeless, they have nowhere to stay, and they have no food and no money. Dear Lord, we thank you that you give us all that we need, and we ask that you will help us to use that money wisely. Thank you, Lord, for all your gifts. Amen. And now, if Fellowship Group would like to come up with their contribution about Christmas traditions. Oh.
And a happy new year.
It will soon be Christmas Day, and there are lots of questions I have as to why we do things at Christmas.
I'd like to know more about them. For instance, was Jesus really born on the 25th of December?
Well, the Bible doesn't give us a date, and shepherds are only in the fields in spring and autumn, which is May or October in the Holy Land. So we don't know an actual date, but Christians wanted to celebrate the event. The first recorded date of Christmas being celebrated on the 25th of December was in 336 AD, during the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine, the first Christian Roman Emperor. A few years later, Pope Julius I officially declared that Christmas would be celebrated on the 25th of December.
Thank you, that's interesting. I can see in this church there are several things that are special for this season. So what's that on the table over there?
That's an Advent crown or Advent wreath. It's shaped in a circle to symbolize the eternity of God. There are four candles around the ring and one in the center. Each Sunday in Advent, this year it started on the 1st of December, we light one of the candles to symbolize the virtues that Jesus brings. These are hope, love, joy, and faith. The central candle, which is white, shows the purity of Jesus, and is lit on Christmas Day to celebrate the birth of Christ.
I see there is a Christmas tree over there. I don't think that's mentioned in the Bible. Isn't that a very secular tradition?
Well, firstly, the tree is an evergreen, symbolizing everlasting hope and everlasting life. Today, there are lights on the tree to remember that Jesus is the light of the world. In days gone by, candles are used, but now we can't use them because of health and safety. The shape of the tree explains the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and it directs our thoughts to heaven.
I can't see any holly in here. Does holly have any significance?
Well, again, holly is an evergreen, representing everlasting life, and the prickles remind us of the crown of thorns put on Jesus' head during the crucifixion. Of course, the red berries signify the blood Jesus shed for us.
Lots of people send cards at Christmas. Don't tell me they have any Christian significance.
Well, they don't, except the messages on some cards quote the Bible, and there are appropriate words and pictures. Every two years, Royal Mail issues stamps with a Christmas theme. Have you seen yours this year?
Do you like mince pies? That's a tradition I really like.
Did you know that mince pies were originally filled with meat, such as lamb, rather than the dried fruits and spices mix as they are today? They used to be made in an oval shape to represent the manger that Jesus was laid in. Sometimes they even had a pastry baby Jesus on the top. In Puritan times, this custom was dropped, and the shape became round with no baby Jesus. The filling gradually changed to what we have today.
How about Christmas crackers? Some people love them and others hate them.
No Christian significance I can think of, but we could tell a few cracker jokes. What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney? Oh, someone's going there. It's claustrophobia.
Why did Santa's little helper see the doctor?
I don't know. Why did Santa's little helper see the doctor?
Because he had low elf esteem.
Oh. How do snowmen get around?
I don't know. How do snowmen get around?
They ride on icicles.
How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
I don't know. How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
One that's deep pan, crisp and even. Now, we all like presents, but these days it's very commercialized. How can we get back to the real meaning of Christmas?
The main reason we have the customs of giving and receiving presents at Christmas is to remind us of the presents the magi, or wise men, brought. Christmas is really about the present of God, the present God gave the world about 2,000 years ago. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. John 3:16.
Thank you to our fellowship group. Now, if you'd all like to stand, we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. If you'd all like to be seated. And now Squash, if you'd like to come up. That's my Sunday school group. That's the 11 to 14 year olds. Yes. All right, careful. Go on up, you can.
I got a dog, but it's the wrong breed.
Hey, I got a phone, but it's cracked.
Wait, I wanted the iPhone 11. Guys, guess what I got? I didn't even get an iPhone.
You guys are lucky, look. I don't even like this author. I wanted a drone, but it turns out it doesn't even work, and it's really small.
I have the gift of understanding.
Yay, I got the gift of forgiveness. Now God can forgive my sins no matter what.
Yay, I got the gift of joy. Thank you, God, for joy. Now I can share this gift with everyone.
And I have the gift of love, and God loves me for who I am.
Look, it is the gift of peace. God has given us peace to dwell in our hearts, even in the midst of difficulties.
Right. Thank you, everyone. We had two different groups of people there. One group, they were really excited about what they were going to get for Christmas, and that's all they could think about. But then they were so disappointed with what they got. And the others, well, they didn't get material things. What they got were God's gifts. They got joy. They got peace, forgiveness, hope, love. And the last one, new life. And we're going to be hearing more about how we can get the gift of new life. Now, some of them have written prayers of thanks and praise to God. So if you'd like to come up now, those of you who are going to say something.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us peace through your Son, Jesus Christ. Although we have sinned time and time again, we thank you for being a loving, forgiving Father. Because of your everlasting love, we do not have to carry the burden of our sins, for you sent your only Son to die on the cross for us, so that we may be saved. From the death of Jesus Christ alone, we have been redeemed. Through him, we receive reconciliation. However, man has sinned from your first creation, and you have shown us your grace and mercy so that we may have eternal life in heaven.
We read that through one man sin entered the world, and through Christ we have been restored again. And we thank you for an amazing gift. For just as the obedience of the one man, the man they were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteousness. Romans 5:19. Thank you, Lord.
Dear God, thank you for the gift of new life.
Right, thank you, all of you. Okay, if you'd all like to stand, we're going to sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please be seated, everyone. And could my four who are going to do the Bible reading come up, please? Okay, there was an extra gift, wasn't there, when everyone was opening their presents? Who was it from?
It was a gift from God. Romans 5, verse 15 says, "But God's free gift is not like Adam's sin. Many people died because of the sin of that one man, but the grace from God was much greater."
What is grace?
Grace is something given out of kindness, not because we deserve it. God sent the gift because of his great kindness.
So who is it for?
It's a gift for all of us. God's gift was not just for a few special people or for the people living when Jesus was born, but it is for everyone. Romans 5 verse 15 says, "Many people received God's gift of life by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ."
So what is it?
It's a gift of new life. Romans 5 verse 18 says, "So as one sin of Adam brought the punishment of death to all people, one good act that Jesus did makes all people right with God, and that brings true life for all. Ever since the time of Adam, people have done things that did not please God. This is called sin. Sin makes a barrier between God and us, but instead of punishing us for our sin, God sent Jesus to take the punishment for us so that we could be forgiven. Then God can accept us and offer us a new life."
So, how do we get it?
It's a gift through Jesus. Romans 5 verse 19 says, "One man disobeyed God and many became sinners. In the same way, one man obeyed God and many will be made right." Jesus has been punished in our place and we can receive God's gift by accepting what Jesus has done for us.
Thank you, everyone. Christmas problems. Who's had any problems in the lead up to Christmas this year? Or maybe you might have had some problems in previous years, even on Christmas Day. Anyone? Everything goes smoothly for everyone? Oh, am I the only one? Do you know, I think I have something happen almost every year and I always say, right, that's it, I'm cancelling Christmas, take the tree down. Did Faye have her hand up?
Last year on Christmas Day, when we opened our turkey was off.
Actually, I had that happen one year as well. We ended up having egg and chips for dinner. What did you have for dinner?
Well, we had some gammon, so we had gammon instead.
Oh, right, that was okay then. Another year, I remember, got up Christmas morning and the fridge freezer broke down and I had it all completely full of food. And, of course, I thought, I can't even go to any of the neighbours because their fridges and freezers are going to be full as well. But you can't believe how God provides, because a friend of my son's happened to pop round and he said, "Oh, my dad's got a spare one just sitting around in the garage. I'll go and tell him to bring it round." So that was okay. That kind of saved the day. And then about 3 years ago, I'd written most of my Christmas cards, put them in a box, in a bag, and thought, go into Barkingside, get my stamps, I'll sit somewhere and have a coffee, finish writing them and addressing the envelopes. Went to look for my bag. Wasn't there. I'd left it on the bus. And I started to panic. But as I was walking along the high street, I just stopped in the middle of the high street and I thought, how important is this really? No one's going to die as a result of it, are they? It's nice to do these things, but just how important are they? And we have to stop and think about that sometimes. It's all very well, but to make yourself ill, to stress yourself out, it really isn't worth it. And we need to think about that first Christmas. What problems did they have? Well, first of all, there was young Mary, totally unplanned pregnancy. She was young, engaged to be married. And then this angel comes and tells her that she's going to have a baby. Well, I think if that had been me, I'd have said, thanks, but no thanks. But Mary didn't, did she? Instead, she was humble. And she said, whatever you wish, God, I will do. Before that, there was Zechariah. Now, he and his wife, they were a bit past having babies, although they'd always really wanted one. And when Zechariah was told that they would have a baby, he actually didn't believe that it could happen. So he was struck dumb. Now, the first bit, I'd always wanted a second child. And then I realised that I was going to have a second one when I was nearly 44. Now, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. But fortunately, I wasn't struck dumb like Zechariah. So what other problems were there? Well, just when Mary was due to give birth, she wasn't far off, suddenly they decided to have a census. And they had to travel miles and miles down to Bethlehem. It's quite a long journey. Now, even not pregnant and fit and healthy, it would have taken a few days. But I tell you, with Mary in that condition, now, those of you that have had babies, I do remember, I couldn't walk very far up the road, and it took me a long time. So that can't have been very pleasant for Mary. And then, when they get to Bethlehem, there's nowhere to stay. Nowhere to stay at all. How frightening can that be? And then they end up going to a stable. Now, I don't know about you, but I had mine in a nice, clean, sterile hospital bed. To have it in have a baby in a stable, it was her first baby as well, where there's no one to help her. It's very dirty, animals around. That's a problem. So, this Christmas, let's give thanks to God that despite all this, the birth of Jesus was the best gift that God could ever give to his people. Now, from the older ones, we had a bit about Christmas traditions. And there's nothing wrong with Christmas traditions and brightening up the place a bit and giving presents to one another. It's always nice to give and receive presents, isn't it? But we have to keep it in perspective. As long as we don't let all those things overshadow the true meaning of Christmas. Jesus wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy our lives. But let's just make sure we include him in our celebrations and in our homes. The final group, they were opening presents. And there was one group, as I said, they were very materialistic. They were only concerned with the presents that they were going to get. And then they weren't happy about what they did get. There was something wrong with each of them. And the other group, they didn't get materialistic presents. They got God's gifts. And one very important gift of all, the gift of new life. Now, the gift tags that you've got, and I'm sorry if there weren't quite enough to go round. I'm hoping that you may have written something on them. If you haven't already and you would like to write something on them, just to say you could put a prayer, a thank you, or a smiley face, just something like that to indicate acceptance of God's gift. Or maybe you could write your own name or something else to indicate the gift that you are giving to God. Because we must remember that we have gifts that we can give to God. We can give him our time. We can give him our service. And we can give ourselves. So you'll have the opportunity. I'm going to put this little treat up here. And you can come up during this last song to hang them on there. So if you'd all like to stand, we're going to sing Come On and Celebrate.
Shout your joy, your praise. You us joy nothing else can bring. We give to you our offering in celebration prayer. Come on and celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and sing. Celebrate and sing to our King. Gift of love, we will celebrate the Son of God who loved us and gave us life. We'll shout our praises. You give us joy nothing else can bring. We give to you our offering in celebration prayer. Celebrate and sing, celebrate and sing to our King. Come on and celebrate, celebrate, celebrate and sing, celebrate and sing to our
Now, there's been a lot about grace today in our service. So let us all join together in saying the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Now, after the service, we have tea and coffee and mince pies in the hall. That's that way. Faye mentioned about the carol service tonight. Sorry, what's it called? Christmas Through Carols at 6:30 tonight. So please, if you can, do come along to that. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed the service today. And I hope you'll remember some of what you've heard. And just reflect on that during this Christmas period. Thank you.